program. I'm Seth Mueller sitting in. 888-455-1360. Okay, let me hit this on this nail on the head as hard as I can. I don't believe our education system is doing the best that it can for our students. Education is the cornerstone of our success. We have to raise students that are aware of our American history. We have to have students that are functionally literate, that can write a checkbook, that can balance their checkbook, that can add and subtract and have an ability to read and function and to grow. And we need to instill in them not a political ideal, but the desire to discover the world that's around them. We have to spark in them the desire to improve. That's what education is about. The desire to improve. And right now, most school is seen as a jail sentence. There are students that are at their second and sometimes third at bat in an academic class. The system, as it is now, oh, poor Johnny, he's got a tough life at home. Poor Johnny, he's got some type of a learning disability. Poor Johnny, we're going to do everything we can to help him. Perfect. That's a great idea. Except when we have fostered in poor Johnny the attitude of, I don't care. When we have helped poor Johnny as much as we possibly can, to the point where he's not responsible for bringing materials to class. There's no consequence if you don't bring your paper and pencil and book to class. There's no ding for that. There's no grade off for that. There's no consequence. Oh, Johnny, you didn't get your homework done. Well, we can't ding your grade for that either, because that's going to damage your psyche. Oh, poor Johnny, you didn't get your assignment done on time. Well, I'll tell you what, you can turn it in next week. Oh, take off points. No, we can't do that either. No, there is no consequence for you being a lazy ass. And that's what we've done. We have developed a system where there is no consequence for sitting on your butt and letting other people do your work for you, except you come out of the school system with no education, none. And so we need to have a system where we identify what is really necessary for the children. Let us start with the very severely special needs kids. Okay? Mainstreaming. Oh, let's put special needs kids in with our regular classes, and the social environment will raise them up and give them incentive to do better. No, it doesn't. It truly does not. There are many, many cases where it makes it worse, because they're in a class, they cannot do the work, they don't understand what's going on around them, and it is extremely frustrating. The work is done oftentimes by an assistant or a person that is with them, a paraprofessional that is with them, and they gain nothing out of this. Nothing. Why are we doing that? Why? Everyone is capable of doing something. So we need facilities, education facilities, that are trained and capable of doing an analysis of special needs children and coming to the conclusion, this is what they are capable of. Let's focus on this. Let us help them to become the best person they can be, whatever that level is, and have very focused special attention paid to them so they become the best that they can be, whatever that is. By having them be in a class where they are doing traditional work, they can't participate, they can't be involved, they can't do the work. Why are they there? Why? It does no one any good. The teacher has to, in many cases, water down the curriculum to allowed these special needs students to participate. I'm sorry, while it's maybe helpful to the special needs student, the other students in the class are getting screwed. That's not what they're there for. They are to be challenged. They are to be pushed. They are to be encouraged to excel. Find your limit and go beyond it. So we're not doing anything, we're not doing anybody any good in that circumstance. Now listen, if some of you are going, oh my God, you're saying that we should institutionalize special needs students? No. Oh my God, no. I'm saying special schools, special facilities that help them reach their fullest, highest potential, but it is directly just for them. Now, some of you are, well, you're saying call them out and segregate them. No, I'm saying give them the special attention they deserve. All right, so let's talk about little Johnny, who he just doesn't care. You need to take out your book. Pfft, whatever. Okay, we need to do this assignment. No, I'm not going to do it. Well, you need to read this chapter. No, I'm not doing it. Well, the test is tomorrow. I don't care. I'm not doing it. You think I'm exaggerating? Talk to a teacher. See if that's not part of the curriculum that they deal with every day. Come on, Johnny. Like I told you yesterday and 37 days before that, when you walk into the class, you sit down, you open your book, your assignment's on the board. I don't care. Okay. Now, my attitude is fail. You know what? Fail. You're not going to put forth any effort? To hell with you. Fail. We don't need you. That's my attitude. But I'm not an educator. I don't have the passion and the heart for the kids. I don't. The teachers do. The teachers look at him and they don't go, well, forget you, kid. The teachers look and say, okay, you don't care about this. What do you care about? What is it that you want to do? And this is where I'm saying that when the student reaches the point where they're at an academic class, math, science, English, something, they failed it the first time, well, let's give them a chance to make it up next year, okay? We're going to advance them, but they're going to have to take this class over again, and they can redo it. And so they're at second time at bat, and there is tutoring, there are special events, there's all kinds of stuff to help them. If all they do is put forth a little bit of effort, they can make it, but they got to put forth the effort. I don't care. I don't want to do it. Okay, Johnny, you're at your second at bat here. You're not going to make it. There needs to be an alternative educational program for them. These are not the academic-minded individuals. They are not interested in finishing high school, and they sure as heck aren't interested in going to college. So these individuals need to be allowed to leave the academic program, high school, etc., and go down a path that will allow them to be the best that they can be. Find a skill. Find a trade. Find something that you are good at. You need the freedom to explore. What is it that sparks you? What is it that moves you, that inspires you? These individuals are taking away from those who are academic-minded, who want to be challenged, who want to be pushed, who want to excel, who want to learn as much as they can in the environment that they are given. Those that are, I don't care. They are sucking the life out of those who do care. And they are killing the teaching environment. Good teachers, great teachers, are being beaten down every day because of that attitude. I don't care. Well, Johnny, what do you care about? Nothing. Well, how about you? Nope, not going to do it. You know, you do that year after year, day after day, and eventually you get the attitude, well, you know what, if you don't care, neither do I. And then we're done. I went in for minor surgery years and years and years ago. And the doctor is numbing me up, you know, he's working on my shoulder and he's numbing me up and he's getting ready to go. And he keeps asking me, he says, "You feeling all right? Everything's good?" And I say, yeah, everything's great. I said, "Why, you know, what's up?" He said, "Well," he said, "this morning I was doing a very similar procedure on a woman who had done a line of cocaine before she got on my operating table. And she went into full on cardiac arrest." And he said, "I'd kind of like to not do that twice in one day." I said, "Well, you don't have to worry about it. I'm not stupid enough to do drugs before I come in for surgery." I said, "As a matter of fact, I don't do drugs at all." He said, "Good." You know, and he's working. I said, "You got to be kidding me." I said, "You honestly had somebody on your table stupid enough to do drugs before they come in for surgery?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "Screw that. Let them die." I said, "If you're that dumb, if you are that stupid to come in and do that, then you need to be skimmed off the gene pool. Let them die." Well, this was an insult to him because of his Hippocratic oath. He said, "He said that's not my attitude." He said, "I can't do that." He said, "My purpose is to save their life. My purpose is to heal them. That is the oath that I have taken." And that spoke a lot to me. That meant a lot. It's the same with our teachers. They will go through hell for the children, but they can only be beaten down so long before you have eliminated the ability for them to reach the kids. Facilities for special need kids that cater to their needs and help them excel. That's what they need. Alternative educational programs for those that have just aren't academic. They need to learn a trade. They need to learn a skill. They need to find what is it that moves them so that they can be productive members of society. And then those that are academic, they need to be given the freedom to excel, to push, to grow, and to learn. That culminated with instilling in them honor and integrity. Your word is your word. It is important that when you say yes, you mean yes. And when you say no, you mean no. And when you say you're going to be somewhere and you're going to do something, that you do it. That is where we start to fix our nation. That's just my personal opinion. All right, let's take a break. You can call me up and tell me I'm an idiot if you want. When we come back, 888-455-1360. I'm Seth Mula, sitting in for Jerry Bader. Back in a couple, 3 minutes while we pay a couple bills.
Things Jerry Bader. JerryBaderShow.com.